We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight Dr. Aaron R. Jones. Dr. Jones, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
It is a pleasure just to talk to you, Dr. Jones. Not only are you a author, but you have a new album, a new CD, Peace in the Storm.
Amen.
What is that all about, Dr. Jones?
Well, Peace in the Storm, something that God had birthed in my spirit probably about a year and a half ago. And really, basically, I pastor a church, New Hope Church of God, in Waldorf, Maryland. And as we continue to deal with certain situations in the life of our members, God has placed on my heart to put something together that would help calm and help relax and help motivate and to help encourage the believer. And so Peace in the Storm is 8 tracks of just completely scriptures, spiritual warfare, speaking to the enemy, speaking promises, speaking life, speaking declarations in and over your life. And so Peace in the Storm is just something that you can just, before you go to work, you can kind of put it in before you go on that job or before you may be having a struggle in your life, but it's just the word of God put to music to encourage the believer.
You mentioned spiritual warfare. Would you say spirituality in this country is under siege at this time?
I would say most definitely. I believe that we are living in a time where spiritual warfare is just completely taken over. And as the church, we must realize that we're fighting battles that are unseen. The Bible speaks very clearly in Ephesians chapter 6 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers of darkness in high places. And as a church, we must rise up that our enemy is not who we see, it's the things that we don't see. And so we have to go into battle, into warfare. Jesus died so that we could have victory over the enemy, that we should be given the power and authority through his name to cast out demons and devils. And sometimes people think that is so spiritual, but really, honestly, right now, we're under attack. The world is under attack. The church is under attack. And if the enemy can fool us and allow us not to take our rightful stand, to understand that this is a battle, and the only way we're going to win the battle is through the Spirit.
Our guest, Dr. Aaron R. Jones, the new CD, Peace in the Storm, Spiritual Warfare, and Inspirational Declarations. What can we expect from a CD like Peace in a Storm? Or better still, is there a target audience? Who are you trying to reach, Dr. Jones?
There are a few audiences really trying to reach. One, as always, because my heart is to evangelize lost souls. One, for the unbeliever who may never read the Bible or pick up the Bible, but once they receive it, they can hear the Word of God and allow the Word of God to minister to them in song. Some of the backgrounds are contemporary. Some are very traditional. Some are very so when they pick it up, that audience that can pick it up and listen to it and say, you know, they may have never been to church, but something that can encourage them. Number two is just for the believer that feels defeated, the believer that feels that that they cannot, you know, they just need to have their faith strengthened and to be encouraged. The third audience is number three is the person who trusts God and believes God, but just wants to go higher in God. So it's, I believe, three audiences: one, the unbeliever; one, the believer that's struggling; and number two, the believer that feels that God is there, but they just want to go higher in God.
Being a retired chaplain of the Army National Guard, and you also served in Operation Noble Eagle, Operation Freedom 3, as a chaplain, what do you say to a young man, maybe 19, in his 20s, who is about to go into battle?
Well, I would say to that young man, 19, 20, someone just coming out of high school, just encouraging, number one, that the battle, that the real battle that they're fighting is number one, is within themselves and between them accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Before you go into that battle, you must make sure you get your battle under control. And I would just encourage them to seek God and to talk about their relationship. One of the things that I've found when I was deployed into Iraq, whether people came there who had a background in church, didn't have a background. When they got over there, they were praying, they were coming to church, they were coming to chapel, they were seeking God. And so it's an opportunity for some soul searching, but I would just encourage them to just to find out where they stand with the Lord and their relationship with God, because that's going to be the real battle. That understanding that and having that relationship with the Lord is going to help them through the battle when they get on the battlefield.
God's Comfort Ministries, what is that all about?
God's Comfort Ministries, this comes like a threefold. Number one, God's Comfort Ministry provides Christian literature for believers. I deal a lot with discipleship. I deal a lot with evangelism. So it provides Christian literature for people to read books. Also, too, it provides Christian counseling from a biblical perspective to help people guide their way through life. Number three, it provides evangelism training for individuals, also for churches. I go to several different churches to provide this instruction on how to get your church and your members ready to go out and to reach the word at Harvard. So really, God's Comfort Ministry just provides a way for number one, for individuals to learn how to speak and defend their faith. We all to all be apologists. But number two, provides spiritual guidance. And number three, provides literature, books, workbooks, and different things of that nature that would help you in your Christian walk.
You've authored at least 10 books. The Soul Initiative for Eternity Project. Tell us about that.
Well, the Soul, this my last project, or my most recent project, the Soul Initiative for Eternity, is I am very excited about it because I believe it's at the heart of God. And the Soul Initiative package really is, it's a package that's developed, put together so that it helps the individual and as well as small groups reach lost souls. Inside the package, number one, you have a book. It's a small book, but it has five principles on relating to reaching the lost souls. And one of the principles I'll just share with you talks about Ezekiel 3:18, when God tells us if we see our brother in wrong and we do not warn our brother, that blood will be on our hands. But if we do warn our brother, he says in his word that the blood will be on their hands if they reject it. And I believe that we have a lot of believers that have blood on their hands, but yet we're still doing church. And so in this particular book, it has five principles of such to kind of motivate you. And then once you do, you get together in a small group. We have small groups for everything. We have small groups for knitting, for reading. We got small groups for all kinds of things. But this is a small group for you to reach lost souls. And what you do, you get in the group. We have three different individual cards within inside the packet. And one card is called your soul attack list. And you write down five names of individuals that you want to come to Christ. And so when you get together with your group, you get together with your cards, and you put those names before the Lord, and y'all begin to intercede for those particular persons. The next card is your praise report card. Let's say somebody on your soul attack list found God or came to church. That's something that you write down, and when you all come together, y'all begin to rejoice God or what God is doing in that person's life. And the last card is just simply a praise report card, where that person came to the Lord or that person did something that was something that guided them in their life. And so this group and this soulness package is to bring you together, and the whole idea is to come and to pray for lost souls. I believe that we have gotten away from just that whole art of just lost souls. The other thing in your packet is a card. It's a salvation card, and it has a salvation story. It's a business card. It has a salvation story on it, and it just keeps you a reminder, putting your wallet in your pocket, that you need to be witnessing to lost souls. And the last two items in the package is a letter that I have devised that you send. If you write somebody's name down on that list, you send them a personal letter with your name on it, you address them, and it simply says that God has placed you in my heart to put you on my list. I will not be judgmental. I will not confront you in a harsh manner, but I am here to intercede that you will come into the body of Christ. And how about if three or four individuals receive that letter from different people in their lives, I think that would be an awesome testimony for someone to come to the Lord.
You mentioned reaching lost souls. And in my travels, when I talk to lost souls, I'm confronted sometimes when they say, why should I go to church when I see Deacon so-and-so going to church, but outside of church I see him doing something that's not church-wise, or why should I go to church when the minister wants my money? Different little things that a lot of young people have in their mind. How can we reach those folks when they come at us with something like that?
Well, that's one of the things that my class kind of discusses a little bit. But one of the approaches, this is not an end-all, because there's different ways that we approach that. But one of the approaches is when somebody comes up with that particular question, I'd say very simply, when you go to work and you find someone that that does things that is not right on a job, did you quit your job? And most people say no. There are no perfect people in no situation, okay? And so when we find different individuals that do different things, we don't leave those areas. We continue to do what we need to do because we need that. And that's one avenue I would go. But the other way is just that when you go to church, you're not going for Deacon so-and-so. You're going for yourself, because your relationship with God is an individual matter. Although we are part of a body, although we are one body and many members, but your relationship with God is individual. So you have to be sure that when you leave this earth, that when you are face to face with the Lord, that you can honestly say that despite the things that are going on around me, I still served you and I still worshiped you. And I also believe, too, that if you want to find a reason not to go, you will. But another individual doing something cannot be a reason why you don't seek the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Let's get your project, your books, and also let's get Peace in the Storm in the hands of some believers and some unbelievers.
Amen.
How can we do that?
All you have to do is go on to www.godscomfort.net. Once again, www.godscomfort.net. That's CODSCOMFORT.net. You can order any one of the items, the 9 books or the Soul Initiative package or the CD, or you can go straight on to Amazon.com and you can order it from Amazon.com. If you want to get the CD as well, you want to download it, you can go to Google Play or you can go to iTunes or Amazon.com. You can download it. You can download the CD right onto your phone.
Also, I failed to mention that you do have a couple of churches in Africa. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. I just came back from Ghana. We planted a church in Ghana, New Hope Church of God in Ghana, and also we have a New Hope Church in Uganda. We just came back and just did some wonderful things, and Connection Souls got saved and made some partnerships with some schools there to help with school bags and uniforms and help some people get some health care. You know, when someone in Ghana gets sick, different things of nature, you know, a lot of diseases go on. One of the main diseases is malaria. And if they catch malaria, if they don't have insurance or a car, they would die. And so one of the things we're doing, we're partnering with them to help the school kids get national cards so that when stuff like that comes up, they can take the pill and they can get rid of it. So we're really excited about what God is doing there.
And Dr. Jones, tell us about the prayer breakfast where you were honored.
Oh, amen, amen. That was, they do it every year, and it's, I think it was 20 pastors where they were recognized in the DMV, in the area, for doing service and building the kingdom of God where we are. And I thank God for the pastors that were honored with me as well. And I believe that, you know, there's a lot of work to still need to be done, but I thank God that he allows us to, you know, allows us at times where he sees fit to recognize us. But when those days are gone, you know, we continue to kind of go with the plow to continue to build the kingdom of God.
It is our guest, Dr. Aaron R. Jones, Peace in the Storm, Spiritual Warfare, and Inspirational Declarations is his new CD.
Amen.
He has authored 10 books. You can find Dr. Jones. Once again, tell them where they can find you and pick up your information, your materials.
www.godscomfort.net. www.godscomfort.net.
It is our guest, Dr. Aaron R. Jones, inside of the Gospel Spotlight. It has been a pleasure. May God continue to bless you and your ministries.
Amen. You as well. Thank you so much. This has been such an honor.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Aaron R. Jones, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.